1776.
Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America. Tonight, the name of this show. Sadly, we're talking about a senseless tragedy in Tucson over the weekend. In case you haven't heard some of the details, a 22-year-old man with a gun decided he was going to try to off Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, and she was out doing first of a series of reaching out to her constituents, something that she would do, meet and greet. She was out at a supermarket, Safeway supermarket, just in a little old neighborhood. A lot of people turning out to see her. She was elected for her third term. She's a moderate Democrat, and she is a supporter of the Second Amendment and a gun carrier. So, however, she was heavily criticized as being one of the people who signed the health care law. And when she did that, her office was vandalized, window was broken back when that was, you know, just a short time ago, whatever, 6 months ago. But this wasn't related to it. Apparently, the guy, the shooter, was off his rocker and was thrown out of a community college at a class where he was taking this class and yelling things out. And eventually, they had to physically remove him. So some of the sidebar elements of this are that he went up, stuck a 9mm gun into her face, hit her, shot her. She fell to the ground, and then he shot some other people. So six total died as a result of his massacre. 14 altogether were wounded. And Congresswoman Giffords is now out of surgery, and she's able to communicate, so that's a very, very good sign. The 22-year-old is a guy named Jared Loughner. He's the alleged shooter of the congresswoman on Saturday and the others. The ties that he has include, it seems, ties to anti-immigration hate groups called the American Renaissance is one of them, and an anti-Semitic group as well. This is just stuff that the Department of Homeland Security has dug up. And does he have a connection to the group other than writing them some notes or whatever? Who knows? They're still looking at it. American Renaissance, just so you know, is a white nationalist group. They have a think tank called the New Century Foundation. They run a magazine. They have conferences based on the superiority of whites. And this is information from the Southern Poverty Law Center, by the way. That's how I found out anything about them. I'm sure it's being reported all over the place. But as to whether or not this is what pushed him to the edge there, he was already somebody who was mentally unstable. I mean, completely off his rocker from everything that people around him had said long ago. What ultimately spurred him on to do that, he's not talking to anyone. He's not talking to any of the law enforcement types. That luckily, he was wrestled to the ground by some people who thought quickly and were able to get the gun away from him, thank goodness, so that he couldn't kill himself or kill more people or whatever it might be. So within seconds, truly, after the shooting, one guy who was grazed by a bullet himself grabbed him. A middle-aged woman grabbed the ammunition away from him. That's what she's being described as. And a group of people held him down while another guy wrestled the gun out of his hand. So he was subdued by a bunch of people, thank goodness. The police came, they were able to get him, and that was it. So the crack, crack, crack that went off that scared people, where they didn't know, you know, if any of you know what that sound is, you know that it'll just shatter your reality when you're not somewhere you're expecting it, and that's what happened there. But the good news is that the people really reacted pretty quickly, and it's horrible what happened, and it's unbelievable the amount of people that he was able to hit and kill, for that matter. But it could have been even that much worse, because it took about 4 minutes, they thought, you know, 3 or 4 minutes, according to the witnesses, for the police to actually get there. So they held him to the ground, and they were able to tackle him. And thank goodness they snatched the gun from him. That's a good thing. So there were a couple of heroes, I think I would call them heroes, related to what happened with Congresswoman Giffords. The FBI is on the scene. Robert Mueller talked about some of the aftermath and trying to piece this all together. Here's what he had to say.
We do have information that he purchased this weapon in November of last year, and we've been following up along with ATF on that. It appears that the target was the congresswoman. We do not believe that he fired any shots or was a shooter. We do want to identify him to determine what he may have seen or whether he had any secondary or role as an accomplice.
So it's about finding out more details as far as the massacre is concerned. And Jared Lee Loeffner, the guy that was completely out of his mind when he did this, and now the conversation, I believe, surrounding this, I hope it does not get to this cacophony where people are at this crazy level of debating how it got to this point. Because unfortunately, one thing that did happen as a result of this, and I understand the sheriff who saw all this unfold, I mean, afterwards, talked about what could possibly have been, how could this possibly have happened, and he went off in a direction where he blamed what's on radio and TV, that there was so much vitriol. And of course, Arizona is in the middle of some tough politics because of immigration, because of illegal immigration, and what happened with the governor signing the law and all of the attention that was shown on that state because of it. But it was there anyway. And some other things that have happened, too. Arizona's SB 1070, though, the immigration law, was slammed as racist and challenged, as you know, by the Justice Department, and it created a real Pandora's box, even more so, I think, in Arizona. So then when you have the sheriff in charge come out and say that there's just too much vitriol and anti-hate speech and all this sort of stuff, and raises the level of that conversation even more, I think he did a disservice. So, you know, the sheriff says, we're the tombstone of the United States, and I get that. I mean, I get how he feels that. He feels that pinch, because it's been that way now, really, since back in April, probably even before that. But to say that it's because of some things that have been said on radio or television, oh, no, 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 no. I do not think so. I do not believe that. I do not believe that you can blame this on a guy who's completely nuts and disconnected to reality, not violent rhetoric. And if it is linked to violent rhetoric, I'd love to hear what that violent rhetoric is. Maybe with this anti-government group, American Renaissance, but not TV and radio. I'm not going to buy that. I'm not going to buy this about what's happened in light of this tragedy in Tucson. I think it's a disservice to point in that direction. I really do. I mean, and good for Giffords. She was in the thick of it, and she was there. She was doing what she wanted to do. She was meeting face-to-face with her constituents, and sadly, her life almost cut short. It looks like she's going to survive, and that's the good news here, I believe. Stay with us. More to come next.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
Here's a question. Do you think Congress people should just not do very many public events anymore? And really, do you believe that this makes a strong case for those who want to see guns taken away or, you know, the Second Amendment basically rights removed? Does this give them a strong case to hang their hat on? I think it's going to be a strong case for more rhetoric about it, but I hope that it doesn't rip up the Second Amendment. I've said this often. I do not carry a gun. I don't carry a gun. I know people that do, and I know people that don't. I know people who abhor it, who think it's distasteful, it's wrong, it leads to other things, and I know people who swear by the right to carry a firearm. I swear by the right to carry a firearm because I don't want to see more rights removed. I am for better checks, and I am for the fact that I believe it's like concealed and carry. You have to go through that course. You have to know how to use that firearm. To me, that's the danger. Now, this kid, 22 years old, screws loose all over the place, shouting things in classrooms, and people knowing he wasn't right, scared to death that he was going to shoot them on the college campus. One woman who went back to school kept a little journal. You know when people journal, today I went to the cafeteria and this happened or whatever. She had like, the Washington Post published a few pages from her journal, and the journal was about this, was about, okay, I'm going back to school, it's great, it's the first day, but boy, there's a guy in this class, he kind of scares me. He seems like that guy that I hate to say that could open fire in a classroom, and here it is. That was back in June. And here we're talking about January of the next year, and look what has happened. Six people are dead, but there are also others that are fighting for their lives right now. A congresswoman Gabby Giffords, who's in her third term. She's speaking, came out of surgery speaking, so that's the good news there. She was part of this meet and greet, like I said. It was her first event of the year. She did the social networking thing. She tweeted it and said, stop by, let me know what's on your mind. And then the attack happened about 10 minutes into her event. She didn't have any security with her because one of the things that her staff people say is she wanted to be accessible to the people who elected her. And he shot her, Jared Lautner shot her at point-blank range. And then he was just shooting all over the place. Indiscriminately would be probably a good word for that. I already mentioned there were some heroes there because they tackled him to the ground and held him down till the cops came. So that's the good thing there. It could have been worse. They wrestled the gun away. And what they described it as a 9mm Glock. That's what it was. And it had an extended magazine. So, and he was at the ready. What's also interesting here is it shows you how people react when the unthinkable happens. It's unthinkable. You're not expecting that, right? There's an intern that was part of this crew, part of the congresswoman's crew. And the intern, luckily, was a trained nurse and rushed to see what happened when it happened, realized, okay, everyone around, it looks like they're either gone or they're a lot better off than she is. So he applied pressure to her wounds and tried to keep her alert, and that might have helped her as well before the rescue teams, the ambulances and whatnot got there. So far, nothing's coming out of the 22-year-old Jared Lee Lautner. He's invoked his right to self-incrimination, so he's not going to do that. The FBI is all over this. They're working with the local people in Tucson trying to figure out whatever they can figure out. And he's in custody, and he's got a lawyer his lawyer is the super lawyer, although the super lawyer didn't do so well with her other clients, thank goodness. Zacharias Moussaoui was one of the clients, and also Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was another. And now this apparently is going to be the latest client. Wow. 800-259-5791. Now is not the time for blame. I'll say that. I've said this before. And unfortunately, the sheriff, who was visibly upset, and I don't blame him for that, started spouting off that this is all this vitriol that's being spouted out there on radio and TV, and that's just, that has nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do with party affiliation, and shame on anybody who wants to pin the tail on the latest donkey. When I say donkey, I don't mean Democrat. I mean, you know, like the game. Who wants to pin it on that? It's not Sarah Palin's fault. It's not Glenn Beck's fault or whoever, whatever name you want to pull out of the hat. It's not. It's simply the fact that this guy was psychotic. He was a nutball. And the people around him obviously ignored some of the things that were happening. And look what happened in the meantime. I can't believe that the parents didn't know anything was going on when obviously he was having problems with the college. I can't believe it. And they're questioning the parents. Who knows? I mean, it's the saddest thing you can possibly imagine. It's the saddest thing. Let's go to Mark in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that Palin wasn't responsible, because there was, of all the stuff I watched today, and I watched all of it like you did, was this woman Sklar, last name Sklar, on CNN, telling Sarah Palin has to take blame because she put a crosshairs on the district. I had to shut it off. You have her screaming at Sarah Palin's at fault. You had the sheriff either covering his ass or running for office in the next couple of years, injecting his politics into it. And, you know, I'm disgusted and upset. Again, some nut job who time and time again puts his rants out on the air. His friends, look, you even said it. They said this guy was going to do something. But unfortunately, there's nothing we can do prior to when people make their motives known, and it is the easiest way, social networks and everything else.
Yeah.
And already, let me just make some points, because you know where I stand on the Second Amendment issue. Carolyn McCarthy's looking for more gun control. Alex Jones had mentioned that one of Barack Obama's advisors and people that were close to him had mentioned. I'm not mentioning the president being responsible at all, but they said he needed an Oklahoma City to get the people around him. And please forgive me for saying this, but this is his Oklahoma City, because just like they spun Oklahoma City, they're going to spin this. And what they're going to do is they're going to spin it for net neutrality. They're going to spin it for massive gun control, a reinstatement of the assault weapons ban, which he didn't use an assault weapon, or high-capacity magazines, which he had access to. And they're also going to spin it for the Homeland, Department of Homeland Security having a metal detector everywhere you go, or these mobile vans, which Alex Jones has said many times, with the X-ray machines, just like they have, just scanning you as you walk down the street. So this tragic event, who was responsible of the nut job, is going to lead to restrictions on firearms, restrictions on the First Amendment, and restrictions on the Fourth Amendment. So there you go. We're heading right into a police state because some piece of dirt. And by the way, if he couldn't have gotten something legally, just like the fellow in North Carolina who ran down the students with the Jeep Cherokee, would have gotten something off the black market.
Sure.
So they'll use this. It doesn't make a difference where he got the weapon, whether it was legal or not. They'll use it to go after gun control, just like they're going after saying that the Mexicans are killing themselves and that border is still on fire down there, and that we have to restrict the Second Amendment. When you buy a firearm, no matter what state you're in this country, now I don't live in Arizona. I have friends that live there. I'm here in a very restrictive state of New York. You fill out a federal form, 4473. And one of the questions it asks, have you ever been confined to a mental institution? Are you taking any drugs? You just simply put down no, which he did. And I'll say this. I'll just mention making this comment. He just lied on the form, all right? That was put in during the Clinton administration. So he got around that. And also, was he on any type of psychotropic drugs? Did he drop off the drugs? Does his parents know anything about it? I mean, these questions get asked every time there's a mass shooting and people say, you know, we have to have more people with guns. In a split second, you don't know what's going to happen. That's why I always tell people.
I agree.
If you
and I are on the same side of this. Criminals will always be able to get guns or something else, like you said. I don't care what he uses. There are countless stories of good citizens who can stop a crime by having a gun.
You're just making the argument for me, and I appreciate your passion this time, because if you look at the number of people around the country who defend themselves and it's never reported in the newspapers, and it also took the police 4 minutes to get there. Okay, thankfully, supposedly the magazine spring and the Glock jammed, and he couldn't. You know, if you hear the firecrackers, the pop, 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 you know, you got to do something. Now, people will laugh. They'll not laugh. They'll say, there's that Mark, that gun nut again, and you people are responsible. You'll see the cartoons blaming the NRA and blaming everybody else, not looking at the full and total picture. And I made this phone call. I'm talking for 2 minutes, 3 minutes already. I haven't blamed anybody. But I'm just telling you, when the passion exceeds passion exceeds logic, that's where we're going to get terrible, terrible laws because of this, and it will not stop the next guy.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks, Mark. You got to be careful of that. You don't want to push the wrong buttons and take away rights as a result of a guy who should have been stopped in the first place. Stay with us.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In the so-called
freedom. So we're talking about Jared Lee Lautner and this horrible situation that happened in Tucson, Arizona, and then the conversation about guns and now will we have massive gun control and forget the Second Amendment as a result of this, because this is a case you could hang, they could hang their hat on, somebody who wants to see tighter gun control laws passed. And then there's the other side of it, the sheriff who said there was vitriolic language that has been used by some politicians and pundits, and it's being acted out on TV and radio, and this encourages unstable people, which I understand the sheriff being upset and stunned by what happened. But I call foul on that. I don't think you can go there with this one. Unstable, anything could be, if you look at an unstable person, they're looking for a couple of different things. Is it that they're looking for their 15 minutes? Is they're looking to act out? Is it they're playing to something that they know will get a lot of attention? And it could be any of those answers. And he's not saying anything at this point. He's lawyered up. He's lawyered up with a woman who represented Ted Kaczynski and Zacharias Moussaoui, remember the connection to the Al-Qaeda connection. So, unfortunately, Giffords was at a very busy Tucson supermarket. So Arizona's chief federal judge stopped by to say hello, and five other people along with the judge were killed. 14 were injured, some of them still fighting for their lives. And it's just an awful, awful thing that's happened. And you can bet, and it's already now on the docket to be discussed, there's going to be more conversation about Congress people having security with them now when they go into our free society to speak to their constituents. There weren't really police around when she was out at the supermarket, and there she was, the very basis of our democracy, speaking to the people, an elected representative, face-to-face, twittering, doing all those things, and look what happens. It's unbelievable. There are no words, really. There are no words. And certainly my thoughts and prayers, and I'm sure all of you would say the same thing, come on, go out for the Giffords and for all the families, the victims, the 9-year-old girl, terrible Christina Green, what happened to her? I mean, what is the coincidence? She's born on September 11, 2001. She's excited about politics at 9 years old, goes with a neighbor to this event 5 minutes away from her house, and she's one of the victims. How does that possibly happen? Unreal. Unreal. Izzy is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Izzy, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Point here. Wasn't the Fort Hood shooter also considered off balance, mentally
yeah.
off balance?
Yeah.
And isn't he being handled with kid gloves? Because why? He is a Muslim.
Yeah.
This guy will not have that treatment. But just to add to the mix, it's already started. McCarthy from New York, that's Mark's turf. Durbin
yeah.
from Illinois, and another one, and I forgot his name, from PA, have already started on new legislation to control weapons. And I was like, no, the gun didn't kill anybody. The person did, number one. But two, you can only push citizens so far. And people are cracking. And this guy, obviously, in my opinion, has had problems for years, and they've just manifested themselves.
Sure, and he's a kid. He's only 22, so that's the other part.
He didn't just wake up yesterday or today and say,
"Yeah,
I'm gonna go kill somebody for the hell of it." He did
yeah.
not do that. He has had this problem, these psychological problems with him for probably a good portion of his life. So, you know, he'll probably get a psych evaluation, just if nothing more, to find out the root cause. But
right.
other than that, I'm not quite sure I'm agreeing with that we go after and push a death penalty simply because a public employee, which senators are, they're public employees. I'm not trying to be unsympathetic because I think it's a horrible crime. The bottom line is she's a public employee of the United States citizens. And, you know, part of it comes with the territory. It's like any cop that goes out every morning to do his job. He's a target, he or she. It's a target. And
oh, yeah, but they've had death penalties for cop killers. That's happened in the past, depending on
yeah.
the crime and the situation. In this case, we usually agree. This time we're going to disagree because there were other people, too, Izzy, that were killed in this.
Oh,
all
I
told.
Understand that. The
yeah.
little girl, that just breaks my heart.
Oh,
I mean,
it's terrible.
Her life is just
gone.
Starting. And
yeah.
I was like, well, adjective.
Yeah.
Because I can't say the words. But let me point out something else. Southern Poverty Law Center is so far left, it's pathetic. It's a cross between the ACLU, the NAACP, and every other far-left radical group. And I know this because years ago, when they first started out, they were basically doing gangs, all manner of gang violence. Now they've turned into going after everybody. Most of the groups are white, by the way, that they go after now. And second, the taxpayers' dollars contribute a very large amount to that group. I have no respect for them whatsoever, and I worked for them. Back in 95, I think it was, I did a couple cases because they will contract work out. And so I've watched them evolve over the last 16 years, and I'm telling you, they have gotten so far left radical, it's pathetic. I don't care what comes out of their mouth. I just don't believe them. Because I heard you mention them earlier, and I think I've said this before about Southern Poverty Law Center. They're as far whacked left as a lot of people are, like, oh, what are those people out of Kansas that just irritate the living tar out of me? Oh, the ones that protested Elizabeth Edwards' funeral, I just wanted to reach for my monitor and slap somebody.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. I understand.
I'm sorry, I can't remember the name off the top of my head, and I don't know why, but, I mean, they're just nut jobs. But,
yeah.
You know, we've pushed the citizens too far, this country. The politicians have pushed the citizens so far. People are nutting up. And we can't hardly blame them. And if they want to talk about vitriol, they better start with reading Pelosi. I've heard more hate-mongering from those two mouths collectively than from all the other congressmen.
Some people are pointing to that. That's one of the things. I didn't agree with what the sheriff said about blaming Palin or whatever.
Oh, and the sheriff, he had no business. None.
As a law enforcement officer,
none. To even bring that up, that
is
so unprofessional.
I agree.
That's all I'm
about to say. If he has had that conversation, Izzy, you're great. Hey, thanks.
Uh-huh.
I love it. I love that hardcore opinion. If he has to have that conversation, absolutely, in the police station, certainly, or with his deputies or whatever, that's fine. But I agree, that had no place, especially when everybody's nerves are raw, because that's just igniting the fumes even worse. It's just making it, or fueling the flames even more by doing that, I think. Jeff is listening to us in St. Louis. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, buddy. What do you think?
There's a couple of things. We don't even know if politics, one, we don't even know if politics were involved. There were two incidences. One was being rejected for the United States Army, and two being kicked out of college or expelled from college. One of those two instances may have been the trigger point of that. And just because he might have had some stuff on his webpage doesn't mean this is why he did it.
Absolutely, but they did find also in the safe the letter from the congresswoman back in 2007 thanking him for coming to one of her rallies, and he wrote assassination on the envelope, Giffords, and put it back in there. So he was targeting her, maybe just like you said, it might not have been for a political reason other than just to pick her out of the crowd.
And I'm just saying that just because it was a congressperson doesn't mean it was for political reasons. Something may have happened at that event he was at. Two, that might have, it could have been easily, it might have been easily, he might have easily gone after a Republican candidate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, sure, he's not talking. He won't, he on the bounds of, on the grounds of incrimination, he's not speaking. He's lawyered up, so why or what the motivation was, all that sort of stuff, nobody knows. It's only piecing it together and investigating, and that's what the FBI is trying to do. But
and
as you said...
And I don't think there's going to be a lot... No real significant crackdown on gun control is going to happen with the Republican Congress, no matter what. Because people thought there was going to be a big crackdown after Columbine, and it really didn't happen.
Yeah, true. Well pointed out. You're absolutely right, Jeff. Thanks. Jeff says... that there won't be a crackdown anyway because look at the Republican side, the House, not in the Senate, but they picked up more seats, but that's still democratically controlled if you look at the votes. There's going to be more conversation about it. There's going to be more possibilities for something happening. I agree that if you just looked at it versus Republican versus Democrat and normally how people would line up, it doesn't look like there would be those kind of votes, but it depends on what the legislation is that we're talking about, what's being proposed. That's the thing. All right, meet us on the flip side. We're going to fill in the blanks on some other things as well here on America Tonight.
Hi. Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Here's going to be the next thing, America. Kate hanging with you. And beyond our borders, too. Welcome to all the people emailing, chatting us, all that sort of stuff in Australia and other parts of the world. Christina in Sweden, how are you? Big shout out to Christina. Here's the next question. It's going to be because of what happened to the Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, where she had virtually zero protection. Now, members of Congress, and this will be discussed, well, the world we live in is a different place. Maybe you need security. So when somebody goes and appears, will the taxpayers end up footing the bill for that? The answer is, I bet that's what's going to happen. So if a congressperson is appearing somewhere, I don't care what it is, at some rodeo, at the state fair, at a supermarket, at a mall, shaking people's hands, then you say, well, okay, isn't that part of the political process? They're out reaching the community. Well, then the community is going to have to pay for it, I bet you. Because where do you come up with that? Somebody's going to have to pay. And one of the things that absolutely is going to come out from this is that you have to be protected, that you cannot be in these vulnerable in these situations, even if you want to be. We're going to have to look at security. We're going to have to review security. And in fact, it's one of the things that Congress will now do. So they'll be waylaid on something else because of this tragedy. And of course they will. There's going to be a moment of silence, and this is going to be heavy, heavy discussion. They did a conference call on Sunday to talk about the Congresswoman's condition, and then, of course, security concerns about the rest in Congress. Because if you think about it, if you go down the list of those in Congress and also the people around them, you got a lot of people we're talking about. You got a lot of people. What's interesting is Congressman Elliot Engel, who's a Democrat from New York, said, you know, I've been in Congress for 22 years, and would you believe I have never been on a conference call over the weekend or any time with Democratic and Republican leaders? He said that, and I'm glad he said this. He said he was genuinely happy that there was a bipartisan conversation about what happened, that all kinds of people spoke up. And I think I agree with them. I think that that's a good thing. They should have done that. But the question now will become, you're going to get in the next couple of weeks, probably a more in-depth briefing from maybe the sergeant at arms in the Capitol. The FBI certainly would be involved in this. And the conversation will be, these are public officials. So you can't think that they're going to go out with armed guards. What, 6 or 7 armed guards to every event that they go to? That's not going to happen. Wow. And what about, would they consider the, I guess, marshals? What about the federal judges? Now we're having problems again. And I think this was just the matter of this federal judge was at the wrong place. But now judges are very uneasy of late anyway. And this is definitely something that's going to be talked about. They're going to have a bipartisan resolution on security, and I bet you they will have that on the floor no later than the end of the week. That everybody is going to come back, and they're going to talk about security briefings. They're going to talk about what they need to do and the threats they're getting and all that sort of stuff. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
I had to put my headphones down.
All right, put those headphones down.
Madam
What's
President,
up, Dan?
Madam President, my condolences to everybody that was injured or shot. It's just sad. It's terrible. To make things lighter, what did you think of the football game between the Eagles and Green Bay?
You're just trying to put salt in the wounds because you're
yes,
a cowboy fan.
Yes, I am. And could you do me a favor? I know you're not a disc jockey, my love, but could you play Another One Bites the Dust for our boy Dog Killer? I just love that song.
You are brutal. Well, unfortunately for the Eagles, they tried so hard, and at the end, I can't believe how many chances they got. The kicker, David Akers, misses two, and they end up losing this one. What was the final score? 21-16. I thought I even said earlier it was 21-18. I was so rattled. But 21-16 was the final score, and they had a chance to win it. They could have gotten it to, Vic could have been the hero, as you call him, the dog killer. Could have been a hero.
I got a question for you. Were you glued to the set right there at the very end?
Oh, I watched all 4 games. I was glued to it, yeah.
I thought about you all day long.
Oh, yeah.
And
I was.
All during that game, I thought, oh God, please, please, I got to call Kate tonight. Please, don't let him lose.
Thanks. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers. I mean, hey, you got to give it to Green Bay.
Who do you think?
First playoff victory. This is huge for him, yeah.
Who do you think is going to get it in the end there between Green Bay and all of them?
If I were a betting person, I'd find it so hard to go against the Patriots, period, to win the whole thing.
You know, I was on that same vein myself, except after Rodgers' performance, I think I would give him at least a 50-50 chance on that proposition. I think the young man has got it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, so you'd feel that confident after watching what happened with the Eagles that
absolutely.
The Packers could win the Super Bowl.
Absolutely, because that one catch that Jones missed, they would have had another touchdown if it hadn't been for him trying to run before he got the ball.
Yeah. I mean, true. The Packers did look good. They did some great things, and Rodgers looked good in the win. He had under 200 yards, but he had key touchdowns. He made key plays, and they beat the Eagles flat out. No matter if the Eagles had a chance to win it or not, the Packers beat them. So I don't see it, though. I just see the Patriots offensively, defensively, Tom Brady especially. I can't imagine Belichick, the way he gets his guys ready. I just don't see anyone getting through the Patriots. I'm not a Patriot fan either, but I just don't see it. We'll see.
Well, hey, one more thing before I go. Again, my condolences to everybody that was involved in that shooting. That was really sad. And, you know, I'm still waiting for my picture from you and also my little book from John Grisham.
The Bears book. Okay, so
I got the Bears book. I'm looking for my John Grisham book.
That's why there was the confusion. Okay.
Yeah, and my picture from you because, you know, I've been talking to you for all this time now, and I still don't know.
So you
who
have
I'm
to have a picture.
To. Absolutely.
You have to have that picture.
Absolutely.
All right, well, I promise you we'll get that out to you this week.
Okay, sweetie.
All right,
bye-bye.
Thanks, Dan. So, by the way, since he brought this up, we'll throw this in here. The Seahawks, a miraculous win for them. They beat the Saints 41-36. The Jets, with a 50-yard kick off the foot of Nick Folk, 17-16. The Colts, I don't think thought they didn't think they were going to lose that game. Ravens ran over the Chiefs. It wasn't even close. 30-7, final score there. It was close in the first few minutes. And then I just said the Packers beat the Eagles. 21-16 was the final score. Nobody nailed the score. Jose in Kentucky came close, but he did not nail it. So the Eagles in that game had a chance to come back and win it, and they didn't do it. So I think there were three games that were incredibly close. It was just the one blowout earlier in the day on Sunday in that Ravens-Chiefs game. But otherwise, it was pretty interesting football. And let's hope that the playoffs continue down that road. To me, if I'm going to invest time in watching these games, I hate the blowout games. I just do. I'd rather see it come down to the edge of your seat, waiting to see what's going to happen. That's much more interesting if I'm going to invest the time. Now, what happens, I think, of the games next week, what's going to be interesting to see what happens is the Jets and the Patriots. Remember just a few weeks ago, the Jets in what was billed as the best game, and I thought it was going to be the best game on the board, was just terrible. The Jets looked awful. Sanchez looked terrible. They didn't come to play. It was a complete thrashing, a humiliation, just ripped to shreds. So what do they do now? It's the playoffs, and this is an amped-up, ready-to-go Patriots team that is clicking on all cylinders. What's going to make the difference for the Jets? And this is the road that they have to go. That's why I think they go right into the Super Bowl and they win the whole thing. I think they have it locked up. You might disagree. Send me your thoughts. AmericaTonight.net.
Worse? How can they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.